With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. With many people and businesses across the country still affected by COVID-19, some help is coming from the federal government. The USDA's Brandon Lipp says SNAP benefits are increasing in response to changing economic conditions.
Well, it's a really big deal because, as you know, so many Americans are struggling right now with the ongoing difficulties from COVID. And as we look to continue moving forward and helping folks return to normal when that time is, we want to make sure that Americans have the support they need to do that. SNAP is designed to be a support for Americans on hard times. We want to make sure that they have what they need for their families to have access to a nutritious diet. This increase helps to ensure that that happens, to make sure that they can continue to purchase nutritious food as they get back on their feet.
The USDA Food and Nutrition Service released their June cost of foods report, and they announced a more than 5% increase in the cost of the Thrifty Food Plan from last year. The increase is more than double the 20-year annual average increase of around 2%. Based on that new update, beginning October 1st, SNAP participants' maximum monthly benefit atonement will be at the highest level in the history of the program. And that adjustment in SNAP benefits will help more families put more food on the table during the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Rick Worthington. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. If you missed any portion of our program, you can find it online at aginfo.net. You can also find us on Facebook.